Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Everything that you need is right here, folks, because all of the exclusive interviews that I have here on WakeUpCallDT.com are available to you at any given time. Whenever you are available to listen to them, they are here for you on your schedule, along with all of the Wake Up Call with Dan Satora episodes, Back on the Field episodes, talking about football every single week with Rob Drummond, who knows much about it from playing it throughout his life and being successful on the last team to be undefeated for Syracuse football and going on to play for the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFL and also to be very successful in the Canadian Football League, our neighbors to the north. So make sure you tune in to all of those shows, and very special here and just kind of a short opportunity for you to see what the fan line was like. I felt like it was only fair to give you an example of what it's like to call into the show and give your opinion. So I bring to you right now Dro from Clay, who called in to talk to me about the Maui Invitational and what he had to say. And you always have the opportunity to do this, folks. Every time there is a Syracuse men's basketball game, just so you know, the fan line will open 2 hours after every home game. So if a home game ends at 3 p.m. Eastern, then at 5 p.m. the fan line will open. The reason why it doesn't open right after for a home game is because I'm getting those interviews for you, getting that Jim Boeheim press conference for you to watch, and getting those exclusive interviews with the players that I want you to hear as well. So that's why it opens a little bit later, not because I'm just lollygagging, taking my time. It's because I want to get you information that I think is valuable for you to have. So make sure that you call into the fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326, 2 hours after every single Syracuse Orange men's basketball home game in the 2013-2014 season. And the fan line will also open at other times, so make sure you stay tuned to facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter @calldt. That's @CALLDT for special engagements that you can call into the fan line and say your piece. And you can always say your piece with me on facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter @calldt, CALLDT. So without further ado, here's an example of you calling the fan line. This is what Dro from Clay had to say to me when we were talking about Syracuse in the Maui Invitational. Dro, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dan. Happy early Thanksgiving.
Happy early Thanksgiving to you too, Dro. And what's on your mind when it comes to the EA Sports Maui Invitational? What are you thinking about when it comes to Syracuse and what they've done so far?
On the mind is the Maui Invitational, obviously. I think when you go in these preseason tournaments, if you're playing three games, the first goal is to obviously want to win it, but you don't want to lose two games and go out there. You know, that's the last thing you need. And I think going out there and at least taking the first two games secures that. And if you lose tonight, you lose. I mean, you don't like to lose, but at least you don't want to lose those early preseason games, because your conference tournament is tough enough. You want to get as many non-conference wins as you can to strengthen your schedule for seeding purposes, for getting a comfortable seed in the tournament, to possibly playing close to home like in Buffalo for Syracuse for the first round of the tournament. I think tonight's game, I think Dayton would have been a tougher matchup for Syracuse. I think they're more poised to beat the zone. Not saying that Baylor can't beat the zone, but I think Baylor plays a little more hectic basketball, a little more out of control, and I think that benefits a zone as Syracuse. I think that's the difference tonight. And plus, playing Baylor helps your RPI there from a big-time conference and only helps you to strengthen the schedule. So I'm looking forward to the game tonight, and we'll see what happens.
Dro from Clay, looking forward to seeing what Syracuse can do to finish off the EA Sports Maui Invitational, if they can indeed win that championship. Syracuse getting past a Big Ten team in Minnesota, and following that, a Pac-12 team in Cal, a team that they played just a few months before, back in March, with a different team in the NCAA tournament in the round of 32, not having the likes of a guy like Tyler Ennis, who went up against California, scored 28 points, and had his single-game best when it comes to points scored in his young career with Syracuse as a true freshman, someone who can obviously score the ball but has been working the ball around and getting other people involved, like a Trevor Cooney. In this game, Tyler Ennis getting out there, scoring, playing very well, throughout the game and what he had to do, not only in scoring but in assists and rebounds, being an effective player. And, of course, C.J. Fair getting out there and continuing to do hard work on the floor for the Syracuse Orange, as well as Jeremy Grant, 19 points off the bench for Syracuse. Big putback dunk. Seems like the dunks that Syracuse has had at the EA Sports Smiley Invitational will be dunks that will last throughout the season, potentially on that highlight reel, and getting them done early and getting them done in paradise. So I guess when it's nice outside and you see those palm trees and the weather's as nice as it is and the water is just that clear, beautiful blue that you can just go and relax in, and maybe that relaxing atmosphere makes it a little bit easier to go and dunk on somebody, because you feel good. I mean, how can you not feel good opening the doors and seeing what's outside? Think about that. If you could open the doors of the Carrier Dome and see what they see in Maui right now, I think a lot more people would be living in Syracuse if that was the case. So thank you once again to Drew from Clay for calling in to Wake Up Call with Dan Satoris fan line 2 hours after every single home game for Syracuse. Make sure 2 hours after every single Syracuse Orange men's basketball home game. And for away games like the EA Sports Maui Invitational, could talk with me sooner than 2 hours after the game. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Doesn't matter where you are, across the country, across the world, in Syracuse, wherever you may be, that fan line is open to you and open for your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your wonders, whatever it may be, your concerns about the team, whatever's going on, whatever's on your mind, your praises, they can all be there on the fan line. Wake Up Call with Dan Satoris fan line is 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. I thank Drew from Clay for calling in and giving us an example of what it's like to be on the fan line. And as always, I appreciate your opinion, Drew. Appreciate everybody's opinion out there. I only ask for two things when you call the show. Justify your opinion. Be respectful. I appreciate Drew. Appreciate everyone that's called in, and I thank you so much and look forward to talking with you either for the first time or once again here on the fan line. 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. For Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, I'm Dan Satora here on Wake Up Call DT.com. God bless.